Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, we are here for Jaguar Zone. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Appreciate you guys hanging with us out, you know, on this pretty good evening down here in the south. The clouds have finally parted. We're actually getting some good weather. But this show was formerly called The Pounce. It is now called Jaguar Zone. So, you know. But if you want to call in to us, you can call in at 347-826-7448. We'll talk some Jaguars. There are some pretty big things going on down there right now. There's a cutting-edge technology that they have the exclusive to. I'll tell you about and why this could put them a few miles ahead of a couple other teams, especially at draft time. We talk about the faith in Brewster. We talk about some of the open camp dates. Defensive coordinator Babich weighs in on the defense. There's some events coming up at Everbank Field that I think are really cool that shows you, better portrays how Mr. Shad Khan is trying to build up. And I give you all the details, at least the ones I know, about the 20th annual draft party later on this week. Or later on next week. Apologize. But for now, I do want to get into the cutting-edge technology. And if you heard us earlier on End Zone or on Falcon Zone, the Falcons have the NFC exclusive right to this testing. And the Jaguars have the AFC exclusive right. What this is called the Plate Force Test. And what it's designed by a team out of Silicon Valley named Sparta Performance Science, and it's used to better define and quantify athleticism and what it means to be an athlete in this league. The Falcons used it on over 100 draft players, I believe, and their entire team, and I'm pretty sure that the Jaguars have done the same. They tested everybody on the team to really see if people are susceptible to injury, if there's a soft tissue issue. There's just various things you can test, and to get somebody like Jadeveon Clowney to sign off on this, you have to show him that there's not a big physicality to this test. The most movement that anybody does during one of these tests is to just jump up and down. And the way this test kind of works is if you've ever seen anybody in one of the wrestling video games or one of the Madden football games, and they wear the skin-tight suit with the little fluffy balls on them, those are all sensors that show you movement and such things as that. And that's basically what this does. It shows the ranges of motion and things that the combine skills don't necessarily show, or it enhances those even more. To me, all this just puts it that much further in perspective of trying to nail down not only who the great athletes are, but how these athletes are using their bodies, and that you can retrain somebody to work a different way and to use their body a different way in a healthier environment so they don't get hurt as much, or that, you know, they're able to walk after they get out of the league. There's a lot of people that really have that issue that, you know, they get dinged up playing this game. It's a brutal game. It's like being in a car crash, some of these hits. And just overall, the testing will help bring forth people from the college level to the pro level and help show them the kinds of things that they're going to need to do in order to thrive in this league. Like I said, they both signed, the Falcons and the Jaguars, signed two-year exclusive deals with this company. And they're the first football people to really be used, you know, as far as they've used other teams and certain things like that. But I mean, you guys should be excited for this. This is, once again, this is Mr. Khan putting out a little bit of extra money that, yeah, he could have used on other things, even though, you know, the lounges and the spas are awesome. They enhance what was already a great stadium to be in. They just give that much more appeal to everybody to want to come in and be a part of Jaguar Nation right now in Duval. Because it really is the crest of the wave still right now. It's don't feel like you're a bandwagon fan if you're just now coming on to the Jaguars, because there really is no bandwagon fans in Jacksonville. You're either a Jaguar fan or you're not. And they'll always welcome you with open arms. Jacksonville is just a big city that gives you just a hug when you get there, and no, it's not the humidity, even though a lot of people think it might be. But, I mean, like I said, this is your owner showing you that I don't think he wants to move the team. He's wanting to invest the money and make it the place to go and build up the Jacksonville area, some of these events, some of these ones I'll get into here in a minute. Like the Fulham Football Club out of the English Premier League is going to be playing a friendly against the DC United, who is one of the MLS teams here in the States, at Everbank Field on July 26th. Friendly just means that, especially since they're in two different leagues, they definitely, obviously, these games wouldn't count towards their records or any kind of standings. But friendlies are just simply that, a friendly match between two good teams just to showcase soccer as a sport and to get people excited about, supporting it. Mr. Khan is bringing in these big events, and he's building this area. He's showing how great the fan base is. The Jacksonville fan base is by far one of the most just exciting ones to be a part of. When I got a chance to go down there to a game last year, it had a Super Bowl feel to it. There's an electricity between the fan base and Everbank Field. It's one of those places you really, really need to go if you've never been. And if you have been, you need to go as many times as you can. It's just a magical place. As far as, one thing I did want to hit on as well was the faith in Brewster to take over the center position for Brad Meester. Clearly, Meester was the franchise center for so many years, and at least he was able to get the proper send-off. And as much as they'll miss him, he's done playing. He did everything he wanted to do, and he was happy walking out the way he did. And the city of Jacksonville will always be grateful for the many great battles in the trenches he had to help the team get to all the places it did and then some. But as far as Brewster being able to take over for him, he's kind of been they were trying to groom him a little bit anyway. I think he's going to be able to just not necessarily step right in. It's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but he's talented enough, he's smart enough, he's physical enough. He should by far be able. He should be able to take this, and I hope the fan base gets behind him. What little bit I've heard so far, a lot of you guys are behind him as well. I think he's going to be a good guy. I mean, you don't need Alex Mack to come from Cleveland. It would have been nice to have him because of his experience, and he's, that good at what he does. But Brewster's that guy. He's going to be the new Meester. Maybe not necessarily in numbers or performance, but locker room presence and being able to do the job and get the job done and keep Chad Henne or whoever the quarterback may be upright and not staring at the lights all the time. Switching gears, it was announced earlier this week that the Jaguars will open the May 16th and 17th rookie mini camps, as well as the June 19th veteran mini camp to the public. So if you get a chance, go down there and get to see the players and meet the players and see what kind of things go into it. The movie Draft Day, if you haven't seen it, by all means, go see Draft Day. The way it's kind of opened the doors to some of the behind-the-scenes things and the way things run has really been eye-opening to a lot of people and helps you appreciate what those front office guys are doing. If you want to see how hard these guys are working, go to the May 16th and 17th rookie mini camp. and see what these guys that they draft and the free agents they sign, see what these guys are doing and how they're trying to catch up with the speed of the pro level over the college level and do what they need to do. If anything, go just to support them and to show them that the fan base is that good. The Jacksonville fan base is behind any and all of the players. And, you know, if you get a chance to go to the rookie one, you know, that's great. And if you can't make that one, but you can make the 19th veteran one, even better, because the Jacksonville players, the reason why they have to stay around and hang out with people and go to some of these meet and greets and all these things is because the fan base makes them feel welcome, makes them feel like it is a family, because that's what it is in Jacksonville. It's a family. And you protect your family and, you know, you try to make them feel like they're wanted and what they do matters. And as always, you can call us at 347-826-7448 with any of your Jaguar questions. I'll try to address them the best I can. Or if you just want to call in and talk Jaguars, that's perfectly fine with me as well. But we are going to take a short break real quick. And on the other side of the break, defensive coordinator Babich weighed in on his projections for the defense this year. And I'll catch you up on all the details on the draft party for next Thursday. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Hi, Jeremy the Impact York here from Mellow Mushroom. Are you looking for a great family-friendly restaurant with food that is great and healthy? Drop by the Mellow Mushroom. They use the freshest ingredients to make everything on their amazing menu. Pizzas, calzones, salads, and more, plus daily drink specials. Go to mellowmushroom.com to find the location nearest you. Jeremy the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business. Hey, Zoners, it's Jeremy the Impact York. Are you looking for a dinner full of flavor with a little kick? Then Tequila Mexican Restaurant is your destination for authentic Mexican food and drinks. Make sure to come by on the weekends for live music on the patio and bring all your friends for a good time. With locations in Dallas and Hiram, they are ready to dish out their great food and more.
And we're back. I hope you visit all our sponsors and show them how much we appreciate them and how much you appreciate them as well. You know, before the break, I mentioned that defensive coordinator Babich had talked about, he weighed in on the defense. Well, what he's saying is that, you know, he felt that last year you were successful and were able to really do some good things. But this year being the second year that it's in place is going to be more important, and he feels that it's just bigger and better things, that they're starting to get more of the people doing the right things. And, you know, think of it like a bus. You want to get the right people on the bus, and not just the right people on the bus, but you want them in the right seats so that it becomes a great journey and you're able to go from there. I mean, I see bigger and better things here. The defense did quite well. They kept you in the game against Peyton Manning. To me, they really showed the chink in the armor where it was kind of hard to determine what kind of team the Broncos were going to be at that point. Luckily, they were able to kind of rebound and make a run there, but the Jaguars team in general never gave up last year, and that's really what's one of the more important things. You really want a team who doesn't give up, and at no time did I ever see anybody give up on a play. They knew that this is not a sprint. The NFL is not a sprint. It's more of a marathon. You need to be able to last to the end. And that's not giving up or doing 75% on a play or something. They were making the right plays so that they could make more plays. Once again, you can call us in if you have any questions or anything. If you want to talk Jaguars, anything whatsoever, 347-826-7448 is the call-in number that you can always check us at. But the last thing I really wanted to hit on, and not every team throws a draft party, but this will be the 20th annual draft party in Jacksonville. And it's sponsored by Bud Light, who is a great partner for the NFL and especially the Jaguars. You know, it's only a handful of minutes away from the Jacksonville Budweiser plant. You can always go and check that place out. It was really cool. But Bud Light's going to sponsor this. It's on May the 8th. That's Thursday. It's in Lot TT, and there'll be more on the website about this where you can find that, from 6 to 10 p.m. You need to register for the event. You can go to their website and click on the link. It is free, but you need to register so that you can register for a pass that they'll give you once you get there. You check in. And that's just a safety precaution because they don't want just any random person, and especially non-Jaguar people hanging out there. This is about you guys, the fans, and being able to enjoy draft night. It's going to be an exciting night. I mean, you have the number three pick. Barring a trade, the number three pick should be pretty quick, but at the same time, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be very eventful. You'll get to see people in your division pick and see kind of where things are going to go from there. There's going to be raffles for prizes that you can register for. There's going to be autograph sessions with players. The cheerleaders, the Roar, are going to be there. There'll be player question and answer sessions. There's going to be all kinds of fun things going. So, you know, if you get a chance, head down there. It's free. You get to hang out, maybe have a few drinks with your friends and celebrate Jaguar football. Because, I mean, that's kind of the NFL way, is you want to be able to have fun with your friends and really get behind your team. And like I said, this is – I said earlier in earlier on End Zone and Falcon Zone that the Jaguars – the Rams and the Raiders are three teams I think everybody should keep an eye on, just for the simple fact that these guys are building up for just a rush to the top, and a lot of people haven't really seen it coming. I think the Rams are finally on people's radar, but the Jaguars and the Raiders, it's going to be that East Coast and West Coast punch to where these two teams are coming. All you guys at the top, the Seattles, the Denvers, the San Franciscos, the Atlantas, the Indianapolis, you're going to have to watch out for these guys because they're coming and they're coming hard. But, you know, like I said, if you get a chance, check out the draft party next Thursday from 6 to 10. It's going to be a good time. Kind of to recap everything we talked about in case you joined us late, we talked about the force plate testing on players and how it tests for athleticism and really shows you better ways to use your body as an athlete, so to avoid injuries and you know, hurting other people even. We talked about that there's a lot of faith in Brewster to be the new Meester as far as the new center, and I totally agree that you got to get behind this guy. He's just an amazing guy, and he could be the new Meester as far as presence and everything. I told you that the rookie mini camp on May 16th and 17th and June 19th veteran mini camp is going to be open to the public. Go by and see the players. It's usually a more relaxed environment as far as compared to the regular season. So they may be more candid and more, you know, a lot easier to meet and talk with them and just really get to know them because they're good guys. The defensive coordinator, Babich, is looking forward to the second year of this defense and having it in place because he's starting to mold it more into, you know, the statue of where he's trying to go with it. And I think the sky's the limit. This is a great young defense already, and it's going to be, you know, probably at least half of why the team is so good when they build up like this. I told you that Fulham Football Club and DC United are going to play on July 26th at Everbank. If I'm not mistaken, Fulham may be the team that Mr. Khan owns as well over in the EPL, the European League and everything. But this is just a good chance to get out there at Bank Field in a more relaxed environment and get to support soccer in the Jacksonville area because it is one of the best fan bases. And then, as I said, the draft party at Everbank from 6 to 10 in Lot TT that you must register for. The info is on the Jags website next Thursday night. You know, be there and support the team and show everybody because like, a lot of players are going to be there and the cheerleaders and probably office people as well will probably be hanging around. And, you know, you'll get a chance to show everybody what Jacksonville is all about. But that's going to do it for me this week. I appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.